Christ our example in true courtesy, January 16. Be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Those who work for Christ are to be upright and trustworthy, firm as a rock to principle, and at the same time kind and courteous. Courtesy is one of the graces of the Spirit. To deal with human minds is the greatest work ever given to man, and he who would find access to hearts must heed the injunction, be pitiful, be courteous. Love will do that which argument will fail to accomplish. But a moment's petulance, a single gruff answer, a lack of Christian politeness and courtesy in some small matter, may result in the loss of both friends and influence. What Christ was on this earth, the Christian worker should strive to be. He is our example, not only in his spotless purity, but in his patience, gentleness, and winsomeness of disposition. His life is an illustration of true courtesy. He had ever a kind look and a word of comfort for the needy and the oppressed. His presence brought a purer atmosphere into the home. His life was a leaven working amid the elements of society. Pure and undefiled, he walked among the thoughtless, the rude, the uncourteous, among unjust publicans, unrighteous Samaritans, heathen soldiers, rough peasants, and the mixed multitude. He spoke a word of sympathy here and a word there. As he saw men weary, and compelled to bear heavy burdens, he shared their burdens, and repeated to them the lessons he had learned from nature, of the love, the kindness, the goodness of God. He sought to inspire with hope the most rough and unpromising, setting before them the assurance that they might attain such a character as would make them manifest as children of God. The religion of Jesus softens whatever is hard and rough in the temper, and smooths whatever is rugged and sharp in the manners. It makes the words gentle and the demeanor winning. Let us learn from Christ how to combine a high sense of purity and integrity with sunniness of disposition. A kind, courteous Christian is the most powerful argument that can be produced in favor of Christianity. Kind words are as dew and gentle showers to the soul. The Scripture says of Christ, that grace was poured into his lips, that he might know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. And the Lord bids us, let your speech be alway with grace that it may minister grace unto the hearers. The essence of true politeness is consideration for others.